Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
You know, we got to have a merciful God. You know, I'm going to tell you. Some of you may or may not have seen the pictures of the little girl in the hallway. But just as you walk out in the hallway out there, right there, walking straight through that entryway, there is eight by ten pictures of a little girl. When that mother and father called me back in about 2006 or whenever it was, they said, "We just listened to your testimony about Caitlin's miracle. And we have never seen anybody had this kind of faith. So if you will pray for our daughter, she's sick, we know she will be healed." I said, "Ma'am, that's not the way it works." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What's wrong with your daughter?" She said, "She has eczema." I said, "Was she born with it?" "Yes." I said, "How old is she?" She says, 6 and a half right now. I said, "Okay, so she was born with eczema." I said, "Do you have other children?" She said, "Yes." I said, "My next question is, you and the man you're living with are married? Because, you know, today in the church, we see people that are living together that ain't married. And this is a no-no. God hates this. He said it'll take you to hell." And nobody seems to believe it no more. Or very few. Anyway, I said, she said, "Yes, I'm married to the man. Been married like 25 years or whatever it was." I said, "Well, okay, good." I said, "You and him getting along fine?" "Yes, yes. We go to church. We tithe. We love each other. You know, we have no problems." I said, "Well, okay, good." I said, "Do you have other children?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Are your other children, any of them have this problem?" She said, "No, they're all normal." I said, "Okay, that tells me something." I said, "Somewhere between your last child and this child, somewhere in that span across there, one of you or both of you did something that God didn't like." Because I said, "God is the one that strikes the child with this sickness." And she said, "God does this? Where did you learn that?" I said, "It's written in Deuteronomy 28:27. So we put that on the board. I want you to see this. After we looked at that scripture there, God cuts off every branch that produces no fruit. That means he'll kill you if you don't produce fruit for his kingdom. So, you know, is he pretty merciful? If he wasn't, I know, Billy, I know two boys that might have been dead a long time ago, don't you? Because there was probably a time in your life, in my life, when we didn't produce any fruit for the kingdom, huh? And he was merciful. If he hadn't been merciful, see, when he says, "My mercy is new every morning," are we glad of that?
Yes, we are.
We are so glad, because if he tells us if we don't produce fruit for his kingdom, he's going to kill us. He's going to cut us off. Well, that means if I become a Christian 1 year later, I hadn't produced any fruit, it must be time for him to cut me off, huh? But praise God, he didn't. Praise God, 25 years later, I still hadn't produced hardly any fruit for the kingdom. But then I finally got a hold of it, and I started doing something. Look at this scripture. "The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids and with the scab and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed." Now, wait a minute. Who's going to do that? Do you see there in that scripture where I got that? The Lord is going to smite you with the itch that cannot be healed. Now, why does he do those kind of things? Because he says, because of sin. When you read that whole chapter, you'll find out it's always sin that causes the problem. With no sin, God said there's no sickness. Now, I like that. No sin, no sickness. So what does that mean then? As a goal, mine and your goal should be what the New Testament, New Covenant teaches us, that once we get born again, we should die to sin and live unto righteousness, right? And so if we did that, we would never have any sickness in the church. And I love that, don't you? I love being able to go through life and have no sickness. I can't even imagine laying in a hospital bed. But anyway, I told this couple, I said, "Have y'all taken her to the doctor?" She said, 12 doctors. We've been to 12 doctors in her life, and there's not anything any doctor can do to help her. Said she's got these terrible sores all over her body. She scratches and claws night and day. She is now 6 and a half years old. I said, "Okay." I said, "There's a sin. Somewhere between your last child and this child, you or your husband or both of you committed some kind of sin that God doesn't like, and so he afflicted your child with his Deuteronomy 28:27 itch. I said, now y'all need to find the sin and repent. Once you repent, God will forgive you. Aren't we grateful that God said, if you confess your sins, I'm righteous enough to forgive your sin and restore you to fellowship? And I'm so glad for that scripture. Wow. So I said, so we got to find the sin. So I sent them a whole bunch of CDs and DVDs, and they listened to them for months, 4 or 5 months. And they finally called and said, my goodness, we didn't know how many things was sin. There's a scripture in Philippians 2:14 that every one of us mess up on regularly. And I want you to see this, because this scripture, according to God's word, can bring forth death in your life or in your children's life. Philippians 2:14, I want you to see what it says. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing. Heard somebody almost pass out, but I quoted that. Now, that's in God's word, is it not? If he put that in his word, and he said, my word is forever settled in heaven, do you think he means what he says? In other words, how much grumbling and complaining can we do as Christians? How much? How much?
A bunch.
I mean, but technically speaking, how much should we do?
None.
Now, that's what I wanted to hear right there. Yeah, I mean, technically speaking, but now see, what she just said is where we live. I mean, I can grumble about anything. You know that? I mean, God, he hates grumbling and complaining. Because he told me right there, in a few things I do. Is that what he said? He didn't say a few things, did he? He said in how many things? All things are everything. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing. So if he said that in his word, I guess Cheryl and I are the only two that ever grumble and complain. I know the rest of y'all already knew that. Somebody laughed back there. We know we all grumble and complain too much, don't we, brother? We need to stop it. God hates it. He doesn't like grumbling and complaining. And so if we grumble and complain, of course, this couple, you know, they didn't know that was a sin. And so when they found that in the teachings that I sent to them, they repented. Lord, we're sorry for our grumbling and complaining, but as well as many other things. And so they called me after 4 or 5 months and said, Pastor, we're ready to be prayed for. We have repented of everything known and unknown. We've covered everything. I said, okay, good. Now we can pray the prayer of faith for your little daughter, and the Lord will heal her. So we broke the curse over her, prayed the prayer of faith for her, and I told him, I said, call me with your praise report, because I fully expected to hear one. See, I have to do what I do in faith. If I do it in unbelief, if I say, well, you know, I don't know if it's God's will to heal her or not, I'll pray the prayer of faith, and maybe will, maybe won't. You know how many answers to prayer I'd get?
None.
That's absolutely right. Not one single one. God does not hear those kind of prayers. He is a faith God, and he only hears faith. And so they called me in a couple of months and said, Pastor, we hate to tell you this, but she's worse. It didn't work. I said, well, you know, it's not my problem. I said, the problem is still y'all's. You know, I said, it's your baby. You got a sin in your life, and we got to find it. And so we kept trying to find the sin. We go a year and a half. Now, in that year and a half, that couple has been ministered to by everybody in this ministry center. Everybody I got here that prays, you know, Sharon, Rosemary, Dave, all of us have prayed for this little girl. Zero results. Now, in the meantime, we're getting all kinds of answers to prayer for other people. But we can't get nothing done for this couple. They live out in Washington. So finally, after a year and a half, I said, folks, we're wasting everybody's time. I said, we have got to find the sin. And I know there's only one person that knows what that sin is, and that's the Lord. I said, so I want you two, Richard and Sally, I want you two to get on your face in the morning and in the evening and say, Lord, you said in Jeremiah 33:3 to call unto you and you would answer us. Is that what he said? Jeremiah 33:3, call unto the Lord and he will answer you. I said, ask him what you've done that he doesn't like that's caused this sickness to come on your daughter. Because according to that Deuteronomy 28:27, who afflicted that child with that itch? The Lord. You think he knows why he did that? Absolutely he knows. So they begin to pray. A couple of weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks, whatever goes by, and she calls and she said, Thurman, I heard the Lord speak to me this morning when I got up and sat up on the side of the bed. I said, what did he say? She said, the minute I sat up on the side of the bed, I heard lying and deception. How many of y'all know God says that he hates lying? Wow. He hates lying. He hates deception. These are things in Proverbs that we find that God says he hates lying. If God said he hates lying, why do we lie? I know none of y'all ever lie. Maybe if you do just a little bitty white lie, right? No, I mean, a lie is a lie is a lie. And God hates it. He wants us to walk holy and be pure and clean in everything we do. And so, anyway, they got on their face and she said, I heard the Lord speak to me. And she said, this is what he said, lying and deception. I said, well, do you know what that means? She said, I know exactly what that means. I said, well, tell me. She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to my husband and said, honey, my biological clock is ticking and it's not going to be too many years before I'm too old to have babies. And she said, I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. My husband said, honey, I'm 43 years old. He said, if we start trying to have a baby now, I might be in my 60s when that child is in her teenage years in high school. No, he said, no, I don't want that responsibility. We have all the children I want, and I don't want no more children. Now, how many of you know that the Word of God says the woman is supposed to obey her husband, submit to him? And ladies, if y'all hadn't figured that out yet, that's what it means. Wives, submit to your husbands in all things. It means obey your husband in everything. When he makes a decision, you have to run with it. You know, that's just the way it is. God is the one who made the rule book. I didn't make the rules. But God did. And if God tells the wife to obey her husband and everything, what do you think he meant? That's what he meant. And so she didn't. She told him she would. Okay, she said. Okay, I'll do everything I can to keep him getting pregnant. But she said, I lied to him. She said, I did everything I could to get pregnant. I wanted another baby. Then when I got pregnant, it was real easy to blame it on God. You know, honey, I'm pregnant. It must be God's will after all for us to have another baby. You see any lying and deception in this? And do you think the king liked it? Obviously he did not, because that little girl, he struck her with that sickness.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.